On this week's Trivia Night, happy 4th of July. Let's raise up a star-spangled banner's worth of trivia with 15 fresh questions featuring America's greatest hits. What's up, trivia heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. From spacious skies and amber waves of grain, to those purple mountain majesties flying high o'er those fruited plains, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, we declare our independence from boring trivia to bring you the most star-spangled questions in the country. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in the crossroads of America, Dayton, Ohio. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. You'll be declaring these trivia colors do not run in no time playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode, I pledge allegiance to the trivia from the best trivia show in America and to the pop culture for which it stands. One game, unimpeachable, with trivia, sweet trivia for all. That's right, y'all. With 4th of July just around the corner, we've spangled up a star-studded look at some of the greatest moments in American pop culture history. Join me as we say, good morning, America. How much do you know about astronauts, actors, athletes, and AMC Pacers from the good old U.S. of A? So write your name big enough to make John Hancock blush with our constitutional salute to America's greatest hits on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPer. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out CrowdPer.com after the episode. We the people of the United States of Trivia will listen up as I lay out the rules real fast. I've got 15 questions in a variety of formats. Some multiple choice questions, some type in text questions without answer options, and some drag and drop reorder questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/U9PGI. That's trivianight.live/U9PGI to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPer. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. So stand up, remove your hats, and put your hand over your trivia-loving hearts. Let's play! Here we go with America's Greatest Hits Trivia. Question 1. What American author wrote the classic 1854 transcendentalist book, Walden? Was it A, Henry David Thoreau, B, Nathaniel Hawthorne, C, Ralph Waldo Emerson, or D, Walt Whitman? A, Henry David Thoreau, B, Nathaniel Hawthorne, C, Ralph Waldo Emerson, or D, Walt Whitman? Which one of these transcendentalists wrote Walden in 1854? The correct answer is A. It's Henry David Thoreau. He spent 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days living in a self-made cabin on the banks of Walden Pond in Massachusetts and wrote about it in the 1854 book Walden. Moving on to question 2. What radio personality has hosted the public radio program This American Life since 1995? Is it A, Chana Jaffe Walt, B, Ira Glass, C, Starley Kine, or D, Sarah Koenig? A, Chana Jaffe Walt, B, Ira Glass, C, Starley Kine, or D, Sarah Koenig? Which one of these hosts has hosted This American Life since 1995 on NPR? The correct answer is B. It's Ira Glass. Ira Glass actually created This American Life in 1995 using a $150,000 grant that he got from the MacArthur Foundation. I believe that grant is known colloquially as a MacArthur Genius Grant. I gotta get me one of them genius grants. Just think of all the genius trivia I could produce with a $150,000 genius grant. Keep your ears and eyes peeled, folks. Moving on to question 3. Who was the first American astronaut to travel into space? Was it A, Gus Grissom, B, Neil Armstrong, C, Buzz Aldrin, or D, Alan Shepard? A, Gus Grissom, B, Neil Armstrong, C, Buzz Aldrin, or D, Alan Shepard? Which one of these astronauts was the first American to travel into space? The correct answer is D. It's Alan Shepard. Alan Shepard was the first American to travel into space. Also, he was the oldest person to walk on the moon, which he did in 1971 when he was 47 years old, which was exactly 10 years after he became the first American in space. First American and oldest American. Way to go, Alan Shepard. All right, question 4 is a drag and drop reorder. I'm going to read you the question, give you the 4 answer options, and I just need you to put these in correct order. So here we go with question 4. Play these patriotic pop songs in chronological order. And your songs are Born in the USA, American Idiot, American Girl, and Party in the USA. Again, your songs are Born in the USA, American Idiot, American Girl, and Party in the USA. Move those around. Watch those songs climb up the charts in chronological order. And the correct order is American Girl, Born in the USA, American Idiot, and Party in the USA. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released American Girl in 1977. And if you can believe it or not, that song did not even chart on the Billboard charts. Ugh, we did not know how good we had it in 1977. Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA came out in 1984. Green Day released American Idiot in 2004. And Miley Cyrus taught us how to party in the USA in 2009. Question 5. Which of these songs is not by harmonic folk rock group America? Is it A, A Horse with No Name, B, Sister Golden Hair, C, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, or D, Ventura Highway? A, A Horse with No Name, B, Sister Golden Hair, C, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, or D, Ventura Highway? Which one of these harmonic rock songs is not from harmonic rock group America? The correct answer is C. It's Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes is actually a song from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And that song came out in 1969 and peaked at number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100. Let's keep things going with America's Greatest Hits. Question 6. What satirist and talk show host co-wrote and graces the cover of 2004's America the Book? Is it A, Jon Stewart, B, Stephen Colbert, C, PJ O'Rourke, or D, John Oliver? A, Jon Stewart, B, Stephen Colbert, C, PJ O'Rourke, or D, John Oliver? Which one of these satirists and talk show hosts wrote and appears on the cover of 2004's America, the Book? The correct answer is A, it's Jon Stewart. Also, here's a little fun fact about America, the Book. The audiobook version of America the Book won a Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album in 2005. So Jon Stewart sure knows how to write and record a successful book about America. Just like I know how to write and record a successful podcast about America's greatest hits. Basically, me and Jon Stewart, same guy. Question 7. Which of these former ABA, now current NBA teams, was previously known as the Americans? Is it A, Brooklyn Nets, B, Indiana Pacers, C, San Antonio Spurs, or D, Denver Nuggets? A, Brooklyn Nets, B, Indiana Pacers, C, San Antonio Spurs, or D, Denver Nuggets? Which one of these former ABA, now current NBA teams, used to be known as the Americans? And the correct answer is A, it's the Brooklyn Nets. Now, they were first established in 1967 as the New York Americans. They joined the NBA in 1976 as the New Jersey Nets, and then they became the Brooklyn Nets in 2012. Question 8. Which of these car models was not manufactured by former automaker American Motors Corporation? Is it A, Rambler, B, Javelin, C, Pinto, or D, Pacer? A, Rambler, B, Javelin, C, Pinto, or D, Pacer? Which one of these car models was not made by former automaker American Motors Corporation, known as AMC? And the correct answer is C. It's the Pinto. The Pinto was made by Ford. They introduced the Pinto in 1971 to compete with the popular models of AMC cars, such as the Pacer, the Javelin, the Rambler, and the Gremlin. But then Ford had to take that car off the market in 1980 after several deadly fires resulted from exploding gas tanks caused by rear-end collisions. So if you're out there still driving a Pinto, don't let anybody back into you. All right, moving on to question 9, which is a type-to-text answer. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just going to have to dig deep, deep down into the Declaration of Independence of your brain to find the answer to question 9. Here we go with question 9. Who scored a transatlantic hit in 2008 with the Kanye West collaboration American Boy? Again, your question is, who scored a transatlantic hit in 2008 with the Kanye West collaboration American Boy? Who asked us to take her to New York, she wants to see LA, in 2008 on American Boy? And the correct answer is Estelle. Estelle scored a hit in 2008 with American Boy. Here's a little fun fact about that song. She wrote the lyrics to American Boy after singer and producer John Legend jokingly said that she should just write a song about meeting a nice boy from America. Moving on to question 10. Who wrote the revolutionary history book, A People's History of the United States, in 1980? Is it A, Doris Kearns Goodwin, B, Howard Zinn, C, Robert Caro, or D, Stephen Ambrose? A, Doris Kearns Goodwin, B, Howard Zinn, C, Robert Caro, or D, Stephen Ambrose? Whose revolutionary history book, A People's History of the United States, came out in 1980? The correct answer is B, Howard Zinn. And I do believe that A People's History of the United States gets shouted out in Good Will Hunting, and just like every other pop culture artifact under the sun, that book also gets referenced in a season 19 episode of The Simpsons. Before we drop that Jay-Z song like Miley on the final 5 questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdpur.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. Pick from our library of 100% original trivia games. We've got over 1,300 and counting. Or you can write your own. You can add fun images, videos, and GIFs. You can share the link to your game with your crowd and host live in person or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. All right, let's close out this patriotic trivia game on America's Greatest Hits with the final 5 questions. Question 11. What award-winning actor is portrayed as a simpleton who can only say his own name in the marionette comedy Team America World Police? Is it A, Sean Penn, B, Alec Baldwin, C, George Clooney, or D, Matt Damon? A, Sean Penn, B, Alec Baldwin, C, George Clooney, or D, Matt Damon? Which of these guys is portrayed as a simpleton who can only say his own name in Team America World Police? Correct answer is D. It's Matt Damon. If you've seen Team America, you understand that all he says over and over and over again is Matt Damon. Moving on to question 12. What Oscar winner's production company, Red Ohm Films, produces the direct-to-video series based on the popular American Girl dolls? Is it A, Helen Hunt, B, Jennifer Lawrence, C, Jodie Foster, or D, Julia Roberts? A, Helen Hunt, B, Jennifer Lawrence, C, Jodie Foster, or D, Julia Roberts? Which one of these Oscar winners has a production company called Red Ohm Films that makes the American Girl Dolls movies? Correct answer is D. It's America's sweetheart, Julia Roberts. Now, I know that Red Ohm sounds sort of mystic and sort of spiritual, but actually, Red Ohm Films is named after Julia Roberts' husband, Danny Moder, because Red Ohm is Moder spelled backwards, M-O-D-E-R. Question 13. Who hosted the first season of reality competition series America's Got Talent? Was it A, Howard Stern, B, Jerry Springer, C, Regis Philbin, or D, Howie Mandel? A, Howard Stern, B, Jerry Springer, C, Regis Philbin, or D, Howie Mandel? Which one of these guys hosted the first season of America's Got Talent? And the correct answer is C. It's Regis Philbin. He's out of control. Here's another fun fact about Regis. Regis once held the Guinness World Record for the most hours spent on U.S. television. And if you watched TV at all in the 80s, 90s, or early 2000s, you know that that is a stone-cold fact. Like I said, Regis, he's out of control. Moving on to question 14. What folk singer kicks off the refrain of his 1972 hit City of New Orleans with a rousing, "Good morning, America, how are you?" Is it A, Pete Seeger, B, Arlo Guthrie, C, John Denver, or D, Phil Ochs? A, Pete Seeger, B, Arlo Guthrie, C, John Denver, or D, Phil Ochs? Who starts City of New Orleans with "Good morning, America, how are you?" The correct answer is B. It's Arlo Guthrie. 1972's City of New Orleans was folk singer Arlo Guthrie's lone Billboard Top 40 hit, and the song did hit number one in New Zealand for 2 weeks in 1973. Those Kiwis know a good morning America when they see it. All right, my precious patriotic puppies, it all comes down to this. Will your trivia crown float like the tea in Boston Harbor? Or are you destined to wander the trivia wastelands of America on a horse with no name? Let's find out just how much of an American idiot I really am as we wrap up America's greatest hits with question 15. Who voices George Washington in the R-rated animated Netflix comedy America, the Motion Picture? Is it A, Channing Tatum, B, Will Forte, C, Andy Samberg, or D, Jason Mantzoukas? A, Channing Tatum, B, Will Forte, C, Andy Samberg, or D, Jason Mantzoukas? Which of these guys voices George Washington in the animated comedy America the Motion Picture? The correct answer is A, Channing Tatum. Here's a little review from the Washington Post about America the Motion Picture, which came out in 2021. They said, "The gulf between stupid smart and just plain stupid feels immeasurably vast when watching America the Motion Picture." To that, I say, ouch, Washington Post. Take it easy. Well, oh, say can you see by the trivia's early light, that is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Give us a 5-star review and share the show with your friends because that really helps spread the word. Keep pledging your allegiance to the best trivia show going on social media by tagging and following us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have a topic for a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media because we would love to hear from you. And lastly, do check out crowdper.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us next week right here for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.